From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 4,000 troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The Iraqi forces met stiff resistance Thursday when they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of Mosul. The troops came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages. By mid-afternoon, they had seized four villages but had not yet managed to control all of the area. European Union justice and security ministers held talks in Brussels Thursday on ways to shore up intelligence and security. Meanwhile, police are looking for yet another suspect in the terrorist attacks in the Belgian capital. The attacks killed at least 31 people and wounded 300 others. The United States has filed criminal charges against seven Iranians for what it called a coordinated campaign of cyber attacks on American banks and an attempt to seize electronic control of a dam near New York City. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch and FBI Director James Comey said Thursday the Iranians caused tens of millions of dollars in damage. Their computer attacks took place while the seven men were employed by security companies working for the Iranian government. A Republic of Congo Army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced in Brazzaville that Sassou Nguesso won over 60% of the vote in Sunday's election, and thus no second-round ballot would be necessary. In an interview, Mokoko said the results are falsified, no immediate reaction from the government. This is VOA News.